This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hi. Taser.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now. No. Leave Britney alone. Leave Britney alone. Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Oh, yeah, baby. That taser thing is great in its entirety.
You recommended a book to us earlier. I wanted to recommend a book to you. It's called Our Madhouse by Greg Palast.
Yeah, I have it, actually.
Yeah, he's the top investigative journalist in America.
Politics at Work.
And he says you won the 2004 election. Right. Isn't that amazing?
This kid is such a brat.
His cat is screaming at John Kerry.
He's such a brat. He's such a little brat.
And I have to end up tasering him.
I love it.
It's a good way to start today's show.
It's wonderful.
I'm going to preface it. He's been talking for 2 hours. I think I can have 2 minutes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I get everything I want.
I'm going to inform people, and then I'm going to ask you my question. So there are multiple reports of disenfranchisement of black voters on the day of the election, 2004. Right. There was also voting machines.
Stupid nerd kid.
I'm guessing the kid's name is Todd.
So amidst all these reports of phony, bogus stuff going on, how could you concede the election on the day?
Todd, one hair. One pube.
Todd acting out.
I'm not even done yet. I have two more.
Todd incorrigible.
So in case you haven't seen this on YouTube or anywhere else on the internet, it's a kid standing up and just giving John Kerry lip.
Looks to be a college kid.
About the last election.
Right. Kind of supporting him, but not supporting him. You know, kind of just giving him S.
Bush. Were you in the same secret society as Bush? Were you in Skull and Bone? Thank you for cutting my mic. Thank you. Are you going to arrest me? Excuse me.
Now it gets good.
What are you arresting me for? Whoa. Is anybody watching this? I'm not filming this.
Whoa.
Here we go. Everybody's watching. Now it turns into Springer.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
One cop gets him in like a bear hug.
I want to stand and listen to the answer to my question. No. Why are you arresting me? You're asking me.
We're working towards a magical taser ring.
John Kerry droning on in the background. I believe Teresa and I will answer the young man's
taser on his chest. I mean, this really is he's ridiculous.
Sure, a taser his ass.
Yeah, he's a little brat.
You're right.
You hear John Kerry?
Kerry just droning on. When Lily and I left, Eddie.
When I played for the baseball team, the original.
When I was Herman Munster.
Why are they arresting me? Can someone do it?
They haven't hit him yet.
Here we go. It's coming up.
This is a very important question. What did I do? Get off! Get off yourself!
Here we go.
Get the off me, man!
Oh, there you go.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did.
Tase me, bro. Don't taste me! I didn't do
it! Oh, there it is.
Why? Why are you doing that?
Oh, my God.
That's what you need to.
Back up. Why?
Today's when you've tasered him now.
Paid for by Kerry 08.
Remove him from the audience. Yes, Teresa was very disappointed that they tased the young man.
Grandpa changed himself into a bat again.
I remember at the evening, Teresa and I would come home and the stairs to the upstairs would lift up and underneath we'd have a dragon.
Teresa and I.
And I got on my private plane and tasered the young boy.
Help!
Oh my God!
guy's retarded.
I know he is. The Don and Mike Show. It's more music.
So, you know, it's kind of a parody on how come we can't catch war criminals with all of our sophisticated stuff, you know?
Yeah. That's something we've been talking about a lot today on the show for obvious reasons, the 60th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy 9/11.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
How about you, Regis?
Let me just feel it once.
You do it once, you know what Donald Trump says.
You have made a tragic mistake, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Peter North.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There he is.
Yeah. Oh! So I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
No! 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 No!
That boy gay in a handbag full of rainbows.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
I know that.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here we go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Why is everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
Yes, Dan.
No!
How about Paula Goldstein?
I'm not happy.
Sorry about that.
Uh-oh, Tongo!
Don and Mike, come and get your shine box.
All right.
There, girl.
I know where here is.
You mentioned Paula Goldstein. You just reminded me of that kid getting tasered, who that kid reminds me of.
Oh, no! Reminds you of Matt the Polar.
At the ass.
Why do you favor rape?
Whoa!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Why men's rooms?
Here's Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Well, hi, everybody!
Hi, everybody, welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. The show can be
fun,
mate.
Oh, it's gonna be a great show.
The show is great.
Yeah. Great. Uh-huh. Right. Europe. Uh-huh. Right. Thank you. Yeah.
Come on in, but remember, no penis talk.
Right. Don and Mike Show right here.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
Tuesday. Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy it's birthday. Your birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Donnie. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. As you know, I'm not like you. I don't like the big parties.
But I had to mention it.
I sure. appreciate it.
It's
Thank
a
you.
Special day.
Thank you.
It's your special day.
It's your birthday. I was thinking on the way into work today, how radio doesn't work like it does in movies and TV.
Okay.
How... specifically, I was thinking about that Jodie Foster movie that I saw uh-huh. recently. She's like an NPR
Panic
host.
Room.
Right. No, Flight Plan.
Flight Plan.
No,
right. Yeah, but Nell.
Inside Man.
That's it.
No,
yes.
It's The Brave One.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's all diked up and, you know, she's out for vigilante justice.
And which breast is she referring to in the movie? Which one is the brave
the
one?
The good one.
The right one.
The real one.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. The real one. But in this movie, she's a DJ. And, of course, she does the type of radio where there's nothing except her and a microphone.
Right? Yes.
And
she's wearing headphones?
Yeah, at least she is.
I hate the ones where they don't wear headphones.
But she's so freaking relevant and has it all coming out of the top of her head that, in essence, it's this. And this is after she's gone through this traumatic event of having her boyfriend killed, and she has to come back and talk about New York City.
Right.
And it's like she goes, and it's a tight shot of her mouth, of course, and it's
nice.
Silence. Yeah. Yeah, her nice mouth.
Oh, man.
And she goes, welcome to New York. Welcome back to New York. To the city that time forgot. Well, I've got a lot to reflect on today. And meanwhile, it's this monotone NPR crap. And they show the next shot, like people in the cabs, like, you know, the cabbie who normally wouldn't listen.
Turns it up a little bit.
He's got it to 90.3. Sure. The cop, Terrence Howard, who wouldn't listen. He's got it. Everybody's listening. And I was thinking how jive that is. And like today, and of course I couldn't do this around you Cro-Magnons, and I wouldn't want to do it anyway.
Right.
But it came and it was like, Mike's right. It is my birthday. It's 49, and it's time to reflect on how close that is to 50, and what I've accomplished, and what I've got in the second half of my life, and oh my God, am I already past the second half? I'll be taking your calls today. It's a kind of reflective day. It'll be about me, but about you too, and what we're going through, right on the cusp of 50. And is 50 the new 40?
And it is the second half, if you're planning on living to 98.
Yeah, see, that's where the Cro-Magnon comes in.
Yeah, that's what we're for.
Okay, seriously. So it would be like this would be. Welcome to the NPR show with Don and Mike. Mike, as you know, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday, Don.
I'm 49.
Yeah.
Life expectancy of 53.
We're already both battling the odds, I'd say.
That's why I'm really rooting for the Packers to go all the way this year. How about you? How about you people that are out there? You've lived life so full that you maybe only have 5, 6, 7 minutes left to live.
I'll take your calls now.
But that ain't how it works.
No.
Oh, really?
It's loud. It's obnoxious.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Buddies.
There you go. Right
there. Hey, there it is.
Like that.
What's happening?
What's happening, guys?
Hi there, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you, Tom?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, it's special.
Happy birthday, Don. Mm. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Tom. How do you spell birthday, please?
B-A-T-H-D-A-Y.
Bathday.
Right on, Tommy.
Has been for years.
Right on. Okay, Tommy, got a roll. Thank you for the call.
Hey, I wonder when I'm going to be arm wrestling Super Dave.
Yes.
Definitely.
You are.
You are.
Write it down.
I'm going to blast him away because I'm bigger than he is, and I'm stronger than he is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tom, since it's Don's birthday, did you send him a card?
I will send him a card. I'll have to go to the store and get it for him.
That'll be good.
Everybody likes a nice greeting card on their birthday.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hallmark card.
I want a funny card.
You want a funny card?
Yes.
Funny card. Not a serious card.
I will get it on Thursday, and I will send it out on Friday.
Are you going to send him a talking card?
I'm listening to a talking card.
I think everyone agrees there's nothing worse than an unfunny tard.
That's right.
Everyone likes a tard that you can laugh at.
Put a smile on your face.
Pass around. Nothing better than a tard you can pass around the room.
It's wonderful.
And have everybody look at the tard.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Pass it around.
When is the memorial mass for Cheryl DeBakedike?
We're not sure yet. We will announce it when we know, Tom.
Tom, it's going to be at the end of the month, and it's the location they're trying to determine.
Okay.
So prepare some remarks.
We don't know yet.
I'd like to know when I'm going to be arm wrestling Super Dave because Super Dave don't lose.
You know, it's harder to find a good tard nowadays.
It is.
Watch.
Oh.
Watch it.
All right, there you go.
Watch it.
Tom, as you know, it was my dream to spend all 4 hours of my 49th birthday with you, but I'm going to have to...
Bye!
Once again, put my selfish whims aside.
Oh, that is so selfish, and he's gone like the wind.
Move on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yep. What'd you do there? Oh, never mind.
Hello?
Or maybe it's just me. Oh,
hello?
No, hold on a second. There we go. Situation remedy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Happy birthday. Come on.
That is possibly the worst Michael Jackson I've ever heard.
Well, I don't staying on the topic of the birthday. I will just, because it's a tradition and I've not opened it yet, I will open the card from Mike.
Oh, the yes, reading of the card.
If that's okay.
Please.
Buzz got me a nice one that plays Batman music.
Listen to this.
Dun, da, dun, Batman. Da, dun, dun, dun,
festive,
dun,
isn't it?
And then Rob got me this one.
This is the one we had a little guessing game.
Uh-huh.
Take it I won't be able to share this one?
You will not.
All right.
However, now Mike, before we open it up, I told you.
You said guess the note.
I told you that this
Rob,
card
one of Rob plays 2 or 3 notes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Rob has, you know, in his wheelhouse, Rob's a 1, 2, 3 note guy. There are generally, it's race, it's really only 2 notes. It's race or religion.
Right. I'm going to guess.
Or
the wife-beating
hatred
note.
Hatred of his wife.
Hatred.
I'm going to say the German Reich note. Was I right?
Those three notes make up the chord that is me. But, Mike, you have guessed correctly.
Ah, I had a hunch. I had a hunch.
There you go. Oh. So you open up the card.
I was going to say misogynist.
You have to read. You have to read the front.
And it has a nice little hat, a girl's hat.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful card with flowers.
And it says, on a sunny day.
Oh, that's nice.
And you open it up and it says, here's to sunnier days and happy birthdays. Rob. It's got like these pictures of Hitler.
Oh my God!
And Rob's written little like a comic book,
well crafted. Rob,
you know the comic beautiful? Book, the little bubble that's got the little thing coming in. It's like, and they're all saying,
"You really took time."
They're all saying hi to me and saying happy birthday.
And look at that!
Here's the sunnier days.
You know, and I'm always a fan. Benito Mussolini.
That's my man Mussolini.
That's right. And those are the sunnier days when they're riding in the car together.
They were on tour.
They had the world by the tail then.
Oh wow!
It is beautiful.
Wow.
All right, you're funny.
Nothing funny about it, Don.
You truly are.
Oh, that is touching.
Thank you.
That truly is touching.
The one from Mike?
Seeing it for the first time.
You are a blessing.
You really don't need to go much further than that. You know,
says it all.
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
That's what got it. That was the blessing one was okay, but the front little stanza there.
Thanking God for the beauty of your walk with Jesus. May God's blessing be with you. Continue to follow in his ways. And then it's signed, with all my physical love.
Wow.
Me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a beautiful card.
Simple. Not as elaborate as some in years
very
past,
nice.
But I thought it just, from the heart.
Understated. That is lovely.
That is a lovely
thank
card, isn't it?
Understated.
Yeah. And then I just had the motivation, all my physical love, so people know really where it's coming from.
Like I didn't already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. You didn't
thank
need
you
a card.
That's very
happy birthday.
Well, happy
very nice, very
happy
wonderful
birthday.
With y'all. And my gal made it very nice. Nice for me, too. Janet's made it a very nice birthday.
Wonderful.
Just, you know me, I cannot be Mr. Half Full Cup, no matter what the situation.
Half empty.
Yeah, half full. I'm not a half full
guy. It's got to be a little, it's got to be, well, maybe on your birthday, three quarters empty.
Right. No,
I mean, three quarters full.
Yeah. It's not even that. Really? I mean, really, the stuff with age, who gives a frick?
That's right.
I mean, you know. Tomorrow is promised to nobody, so
amen.
I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. It is simply the facet of my personality that drives me nuts. Really, when everything is great and I still find something mm-hmm. to obsess on,
it's not quite right.
You know, it's like okay, this would be a really good birthday. Except,
what is the thing today?
What's missing?
What is the gaping hole today?
Well, I've not heard from my daughter and the grandkids.
Aww. And you know what? All this good stuff in the world, you know, nice things that your girlfriend does for you, nice gifts. It's not, that's probably pretty up there, though.
Yeah. And, you know, she said, let's give it till the end of the day.
Yeah.
And really, it's not a big deal. She simply could be busy with the kids. She could have had one of those days. She's got three of them.
I can't stand it when people aren't thoughtful, though. It's just so wrong.
Well, see, Mike, with you, I expect it.
Yeah. If you're thoughtless for a long period of time, you can get a free pass occasionally.
Absolutely, you do.
The bar.
It's part of your DNA. It's okay.
Yeah.
But and really, in the big scheme, it's nothing. I mean, she's great. The kids are great. Everything is
great.
But
don't you agree that at our age, you get to a point where, like, the phone calls from family are kind of. I mean, that kind of jacks me up.
Sure.
That actually jacks me up more than anything, you know, is getting the call. I bet you get the call. I bet you get the call
sure
by the
will.
End of the day today.
I know you
see,
will.
You probably get it this evening when you're at home.
Yeah. And I was in that discussion mode with Janet today, mm-hmm. talking about how wonderful everything was and how happy we are. And you know, Bard called a million times
great.
And Big Frieda called and all you guys are great. All my friends have called. And I sat there and she said, what? What is it? I said, most honorable daughter. And it's like, I just can't help myself. It's
that's
like,
the last piece of the puzzle today.
But I guarantee that the moment she calls, mm-hmm. immediately I'll find something else to be obsessed about. Because it's the way that I am. But right now it's the one thing I'm hanging on to. So the discussion we had as I was leaving today mm-hmm. was, I said to Janet, well, look at this. 1:30. I mean, it's past 12 noon where she lives.
You like the morning call, don't you?
The kids are up. The kids are on the way. I said, let's face it. She just forgot it. It's not a big deal.
Right.
I'll get over it. She said, well, why don't you just give it till tonight? And I said, okay, but really, God, I'm such a dick. This is my kid I'm talking about. I said, tonight really will be useless.
Now, see, there's oh, where now, and there's where not, I cannot support you.
Tonight right. is really worthless.
Now, that's when you are being you no. too much.
No. I am sorry. I feel this way, and I'm going to stand by
no.
this.
No. Leave Donnie alone.
I am going to stand
Leave
by
Britney it. Leave Britney alone.
No.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
You don't understand. It takes 30 seconds to call to text.
Tonight will be useless.
Tonight's too late.
You'll still appreciate it if you get it tonight.
I'll screen it out tonight.
Oh, no, you won't.
I'll say I was in a party with people who remembered.
Oh, well, she'll call you. I predict
yes, she
that.
Will.
Oh, I bet she don't. You know what? And that's the other weird part of this.
Are you thinking?
There's a part of me now.
That thinks she's going to get a heads up?
No. There's not a chance she'll get a heads up. There's a part of me now, though, that's almost rooting for her.
Not to
call, because, of course, when I get home tonight and the phone rings, I will not.
And
I,
we're I, similar I never, that way.
I never walk away from a call from one
you're,
of my
You're
kids.
Not the only one that does. You know, I do the glass half full thing, too. And that part about where you're rooting that she doesn't, that's where you and I, and I lump myself in with you on this, that's where you and I are both just a little ill.
Yeah,
that's where we depart from normalcy a little bit.
I bet you get a call before you get home tonight, maybe even while you're still here.
Uh-huh. That's a fair guess, I'd say.
Because with three kids and two of them are in school, right?
Right.
Ain't got nothing yet.
Well, it's that fire drill in the morning, getting the kids off to school.
Right. How many of them are in school?
Besides, this is another one. Another test already been failed. The mailman has cometh and gone.
Oh,
and
he didn't call either.
You know what?
What?
He said happy birthday to me.
Did he really?
My mailman Chris.
Leave my mailbox alone.
A shout out to my mailman Chris.
That's nice. God, you got a great relationship.
I was obsessive today before I left for work with this thing, looking out the window, going, "Well, the mailman's supposed to be here anytime." Uh-huh. So I ran down there, and he saw that I had cards from, and this is where. I'm like just piling on my poor daughter here as I'm going through the cards from today's mail. And it's like, okay, let me see. There's from Big Frida. There's from Bart. There's from Judy, my sister-in-law, Big Frida, my mother-in-law. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's a card from Janet's mom. That's nice. Oh, look, and a card from Janet's dad. Like, my gosh. Uh-huh. And then the mailman says, I come up from the driveway, and Jan says, "Well," I said, "here's the good news. The mailman knows it's my birthday, and all these people know it's my birthday."
Right.
Yeah.
You think it's an oversight?
Sure, I do. And it's not a big deal. Mike, I don't know what it is about me. There's a part of me that's almost like, okay.
You latch onto the negative.
Yeah, I do. I don't know why. I should be happy as
well. I think that's show people, as Ethel Merman would say. People in show business do that.
Generally, should be happy as a pig in ass. I mean, I got the world by the short hairs right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing perhaps the gayest Green Bay Packers shoes that you've ever seen. I could not be happier.
Are you wearing the Crocs?
Not Crocs.
No.
Have you seen these babies?
No.
Check out these babies Jan got for me. Look at those. Huh?
Hey. Oh, wow.
That's
look at that.
Nice.
Are those like Keds?
That's like something that comes out in Brett Favre's stool.
Are those Vans?
Green and gold and white. Who knows?
Man. Well, they're not that gay. No, now that I get a good look at them, they're actually, I kind of dig them.
Pretty nice.
They're loud, though.
They're loud, but I'd wear my team colors on that.
Logo
I really
on
would.
The side of the heel.
They're cool.
That's kind of neat. That's actually not as, I thought that for a second there they were Ked-like, you know. They wouldn't look too good with that.
They're whatever they the Reeboks.
They are very, very stylish.
Nice.
And they've got your team on there.
Yeah. They got me some nice underwear, too.
Green Bay underwear?
No. I got some. Mesh? I got some. No. Just
the mesh underwear.
The Hanes underpants that have the cotton waistband. Oh, Christ, are they good.
That's nice.
I got them on right now.
Well, what do you mean the cotton? All underwear has a cotton waistband.
No, hold on a second. Come here for a minute.
No. All right.
How many times have you heard that?
Love time.
No. What? See like that? Look at this. Hold on. Yeah. Feel it.
I'm looking down your pants.
Feel it. Reach in.
Go ahead. Right. Feel it. Does it feel soft?
It's very nice, Don.
Is it soft?
I actually just put my finger in between his waistband and the front of his underwear.
Again.
Now smell
that's
it.
That my. Yeah. You washed today. Thank you. You washed again.
Seriously. I have never been so excited.
You like those.
About getting underpants.
Are they briefs or are they boxer briefs?
They're boxer briefs.
They don't cut into you.
No, I've never been so excited about getting underpants for my birthday.
You know what? I think many men are particular about their underwear. I have a particular pair of underwear that I will not ever divert from, ever. I wear the same type of boxers every day. The same brand, the same style. The same boxers I've worn for 5 years.
Suffice it to say, if Don was any more excited, he'd have to change them.
No, I wouldn't. They're black.
Is this a switch, though, or is this a new, like, you? Because I know you're obsessive this way, too. If you discover this new underwear, you'll wear it forever.
I have already instructed Janet to throw away all of my other underwear.
And get the new ones.
And to just stock up on this Hanes.
Yeah, very reasonable, I would imagine.
Who knows? God, they're worth whatever they cost. I'm telling you,
they're mink.
The most sensitive.
And are they all black?
No, they come in a variety of colors, but they just have
not
the,
anymore.
The softest waistband.
Soft, lovely, soft. Cotton Hanes waistband.
I love my underpants.
Look at you. Look at the way, what is it, the way you wear our Hanes or whatever the slogan is?
Wait till we get our Hanes on you.
Wait till we get our Hanes on you. Thank you, Rob.
You and Michael Jordan.
Like that.
That's right.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
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 I have a song for the birthday boy.
You have a song?
A song, okay. Not a song.
Nice.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I've heard this one before.
I've
heard that before.
I guess that could mean the end of your birthday because it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Hey, hello there.
Happy birthday, Don and Mike.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. It's our birthday.
We are 49 today.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
This is the big man.
Oh, it's the big man.
Big man.
What's going on, brother?
Hi, big man.
Well, how y'all doing?
All of my best friends are calling here on the first break today.
Yeah, it's nice that he remembers. How long has he been calling the show?
Oh, been many years. Well, we're going to all get together down over at Mike's place.
Yes, let's do.
Good idea.
Let's do tonight for the big birthday, and you're hosting it.
All right, Coach Coach Reed, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Andy.
Sorry about that loss last night.
Tough loss. Sorry Donovan couldn't make that pass at the end of the game.
Bye-bye. Do we have tape of Andy Reid huffing and puffing?
He sounds so good.
God, you see him on the sideline?
We're off just by a hair, you know, and we're going to work like crazy to get that straightened out. And, you know, whether it's the plays we're drawing up for him or the execution, we've all got to do a little bit better job. And once we do that, good things are going to happen. It's not all Donovan, number one. It's me getting him in the position to do some things.
Good things are going to happen. Like angioplasty.
Knock the rust off of him and the guys around him. So it's everybody pulling together and doing their thing.
That's a lot of breathing. That's like James Gandolfini breathing.
It is.
And once we get that.
See him sweating last night, too?
Yeah.
Cold night in Philadelphia.
Appeared to be straining at stool.
He was dripping. And it was a cold game.
The red zone that we.
I bet I'd like to see his red zone.
You start scoring nothing but field goals in this league, you're going to come up short.
Fellas,
I thought there was.
I got an itch I can't scratch.
I understand he was so disappointed with that loss. He was chafing.
We've got to secure things once we get it down in there.
Only had some really really good fitting underpants.
I don't understand why I had to wear this heavy coat. I started to sweat and then I chafed uncontrollably.
Only I knew.
Andy Reid.
If only I could have seen what these underpants will mean to me.
Andy Reid.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on. Let me get away from the radio.
Thanks.
Hey, I want to say happy birthday.
Oh, this is the kid that got tasered. Calling in.
Yes, son?
Yes.
This is Don and Mike?
Yes.
I like rape.
You know, I just realized why I like seeing that guy get tasered.
Why?
Because he reminds me of people that called the show. He really does. He reminds me of those cool, collected guys that start out with the real friendly, the style.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Birthday
hello.
Show.
Yes,
hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
This is Gladys. I had a root canal. Bye.
Oh, wow. Hello. She called from the dentist chair.
Hold on, I want to talk to you when you have a root canal. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Gladys.
Gladys, are you all loaded up with Novocaine? Rob is very upset.
It's my birthday. You know what? It's my birthday. Shut up on the break, please, sign, and shut up on the Gladys stuff, please. Let's talk to my lady. How's that mouth, honey?
Oh, it's getting better. I just had a root canal.
Well, if you took care of your teeth, you wouldn't have to go in for root canals.
I know what that mouth is good for.
I don't even like to think about that.
Yeah. I do.
Oh.
Yeah. Gonad Gobbler Gladys Potter.
Okay.
So they took your tooth out by the roots?
It's about you today, Don, not about me.
Oh,
about
no,
you.
Gladys, it's about you. Anytime your mouth is open, it's about you, darling. Mm-hmm. Tell me something. Are you on meds right now?
No, he wouldn't give me anything. Hmm. I tried.
They didn't give you that laughing gas? What's that called, Buzz?
No.
Nitrous oxide. Didn't give you any nitrous?
How could it be you would
for
a root?
I'm tough.
Hold on, Gladys. Seriously, darling, how do you go in for a root canal and not get anything?
You got Novocaine.
So. Oh, yeah.
Answer the questions. And now I'm with my buddy Rob because that's BS.
I stand alone. I was asking about bring-home drugs.
Afterward.
It doesn't matter.
Yes. She said I misunderstood.
Did they give you enough Novocaine that you couldn't feel your mustache?
Gladys, did they give you any meds to take home?
No, I tried and they wouldn't give me.
All right. Do you want me to have a happy birthday?
Yes.
Here's what you do. You go back, and you tell them that your mouth is killing you. And then whatever they give you, you send to me right away. Right away, because I collect those pills. But what they are for me here at the studios, they're bartering. I can use them to get things I need. Like,
it's like a little prison around here.
Like lighters or newspapers. I can trade with
cartons
the other guys.
Cartons of cigarettes for Joe. You know, it works that way. Listen, is your dentist a male?
Yes.
Is he reputable? Have you ever been put under?
Did he violate?
No,
did he violate you during your root canal? Did he give your canal his root?
No, he didn't even talk to me.
He didn't talk to you.
Of course not. Why would he?
Have you been neglecting your teeth for long, Gladys?
No. This was a tooth that from when I was a teenager that just had a big.
What is it made of? Is it made of wood?
Was it caramelized?
No, it just had a crack in it,
You know what you should do is go to the drugstore and buy a box of juju fruit and eat them as fast as you can right now.
Well, how would you describe as far as if you were going to go white, very white, slightly white, yellow, where would your teeth be on that scale?
Mike, what about brown?
Brown, yes, rotted.
No.
How about, Gladys, coffee, tea, or milk?
I drink a lot of coffee, but I need a whitener. But no, I have, I would say, semi-white. I have very nice teeth, I think. I have all my teeth.
Yeah, they're in a drawer.
Well, not all your teeth.
No, Gladys, if you just had a root canal, you don't have all your teeth.
That's right.
I just don't have the pulp of my tooth.
How many root canals have you had? Here we go.
This is my third.
I knew it.
Three teeth.
But I have my teeth. Have a root canal, but they go, you gotta have a pull. They're from Arkansas or something.
Gladys, are your teeth the consistency of those mints you get after dinner at restaurants?
Butter mints.
Thank you, Rob. Are they the consistency of butter mints?
The ones that they always show on the Dateline special.
Yeah.
Where, like, guys have gone in and used their hands as toilet paper in the bathroom and then gone right to that bowl and fished out a couple.
If you, try to use a tool, they use that scraper when they're going to do the plaque removal. Does it flake off just like, blackboard chalk?
I go to the dentist every 6 months. I used to work for a dentist. I take good, well care of my teeth.
Does your smile look like a box of candy corn?
Thank you for the call, Gladys. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Happy birthday, Don.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Send me some meds.
Oh, rot.
Bye, baby.
Rot. Starting with your teeth.
Now it's a birthday.
Darling.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to go to that dentist office where she worked.
Oh, my God. Sawdust on the floor.
It'd be like going to crack, not Cracker Barrel. What was the ground round?
Ground
Remember
round. Yes,
I ground round
yes,
in the day.
That's right.
And the big come on there is you could drink beer and they serve
peanuts
and shell. You could just throw the shells right on the floor.
You could shell them, no problem whatsoever.
Gladys Potter's Old West Dentist.
And Gladys wearing her Dorothy of Oz dress.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah.
Donato. Eating my girl.
With the ass cheeks cut out.
And she'd bring everybody their nut logs.
Hey, what's up?
It's Dr. Philbia 209. I just want to say happy birthday. And my wife.
Nickname.
Oh, sorry. You're out of there. Nickname, buddy. You're out of there. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Y'all want to speak to Donnie? This is the king, baby. I want to wish him a happy birthday.
I'm sorry, he's not here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Mike, good to have you guys on in Boise again.
Are we on in Boise again?
Yes,
Boise.
We are.
It's very nice.
Were we on there? Were we on there before?
You were on here a few years ago, like 6 or 7 years ago on AM, and now you're on FM.
Oh,
very nice.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
I want to wish Don a happy birthday.
Of course you do. And everybody does. Thank you, my friend.
Right.
Thank you.
I called years ago when
that's
Cheryl
fascinating.
Broke.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
I love catching up with old friends on my birthday.
Great. Send along one of those world-famous spuds. That's what we'd like from Idaho. World-famous spud.
We see.
Captain Birthday.
Look at that. Nothing from the daughter.
See, you had that with the same joy that it was like a call had come in from your daughter. You fooled me on that one.
I got you. We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.